Unjust scam, Trump says he will likely miss son Barron's graduation due to conflicted and corrupt judge. By Christina Wong on April 16, 2024. Former President Donald Trump, after his first day in court as part of the hush money case, blasted Judge Juan Merchan for likely not allowing him to attend his son Barron's graduation ceremony on May 17. "Who will explain for me, to my wonderful son, Barron, who is a great student at a fantastic school, that his dad will likely not be allowed to attend his graduation ceremony, something that we have been talking about for years, because a seriously conflicted and corrupt New York State judge wants me in criminal court on a bogus Biden case which, according to virtually all legal scholars and pundits, has no merit and should never have been brought," Trump posted on Truth Social. He continued, "This fake case is solely meant to attack crooked Joe Biden's political opponent Maine, who is seriously leading him in the polls, for purposes of election interference. The judge, Juan Merchan, is preventing me from proudly attending my son's graduation. Seems very unfair, doesn't it? But this whole event is unfair. Every one of the many fake cases that are perpetuated by the White House in order to help the worst president in history, by far, get re-elected, are unjust scams. We won't let that happen, but we will make America great again." Trump has pointed out in numerous posts on Truth Social that Merchan's daughter, Loren Merchan, runs a firm that runs digital campaigns for Democrat candidates, including Joe Biden and Kamala Harris's 2020 campaign. One of her top clients is Representative Adam Schiff, DCA, who is raising money off of the trial, according to the New York Post. Trump also said Merchan would not allow him to attend a historic presidential immunity case in front of the Supreme Court next week. "In addition to being prohibited from attending my son Barron's high school graduation, I have just learned that the highly biased judge in the Soros-appointed DA Alvin Bragg's witch hunt case will not allow me to attend a historic presidential immunity argument in front of the United States Supreme Court, on Thursday, April 25, next week. This shows such great disdain and disrespect for our nation's highest court, especially for a topic so important as presidential immunity, without which our country would never be the same." The hush money case involves whether Trump committed a felony when marking payments to his then-lawyer Michael Cohen legal expenses when New York District Attorney Alvin Bragg argues they should have been marked as campaign-related expenses because the payments included hush money payments meant to keep adult actor Stormy Daniels quiet before the 2016 election. Legal experts have pointed out that Bragg's argument is a novel one that faces skepticism. Bragg has brought state charges under Section 175 for falsifying business records, based on the claim that Trump concealed the payments as legal expenses. A Section 175 charge would normally be a misdemeanor, but Bragg is trying to convert it into a felony by showing that the intent to defraud includes an intent to commit another crime or to aid or conceal the commission thereof. The crime would be federal election violations, which the Justice Department previously declined to charge. However, much will depend on whether Bragg can make that case to jurors in Manhattan, which is overwhelmingly Democrat. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on X, Truth Social, or on Facebook.